Hey, so welcome, Randa.
Thank you, Ehab.
And thank you again for showing up today and allowing me to record the session for assessment purposes.
My pleasure.
Great, great. So how was your day?
Well, today was a fruitful one. I had a project to submit and I finally did it. And I feel so relieved that it's over.
Relieved. Seems that it was heavy, huh?
Yes, it was. And luckily, I'm done with it and I can breathe normally again.
Perfect, perfect. So do you feel that you're in good space for us to start the session, or is there something there and you would like us to explore?
I'm looking forward to this session. Ready.
Perfect, perfect. So what are you bringing on the table?
Today, I would like to talk about my career plans.
Mm-hmm.
This issue has been on my mind recently, and I would like to explore what and where my career is heading and how I can benefit from all the opportunities that I have on the table right now, and to see how to deal with my insecurities when it comes to my career plan.
And when you say insecurities in regards to your career plan, what do you mean by insecurities?
What I mean by insecurities is that sometimes I'm hesitating. I feel that my plans are not going the way I want them to. So I have this fear that has been haunting me, especially when I face rejection and the projects I'm currently pursuing. So this fear and this hesitation are both pulling me down, and they are making me not as motivated as I should be, and not having the willingness to stay on track and reach my goals when it comes to my career.
When you say the hesitation and these thoughts haunting me, how does it look like when these thoughts are haunting you?
They look like this probably monster attacking me and pushing me to go back to my roots and not pursuing my dream. So these feelings are making me not so optimistic about my future plans, and they are stepping in the way of becoming more proactive and going out there meeting clients and preparing proposals. So I feel sometimes that I don't want any of it. I just want to be in my comfort zone, in my home, just relaxing and not putting all this effort to get more clients and to be successful in my career, because I feel that sometimes the world is a monster that's just waiting just to knock me down.
Seems like a creepy monster.
Yes. Definitely.
So what's supporting this idea of seeing the world as a monster?
Well, actually rejection, because all my life I was always this successful woman who was able to do things her own way and reaching high positions at a young age. And recently I'm not employed anymore, so I'm on my own. Trying to overcome obstacles that are hindering my success, and something new for me, not actually very new, we're talking about 2 years now, but I'm still sometimes resisting this change and feeling that it's not worth it. There are so many obstacles and so many hiccups on the way that sometimes I feel it's not worth it. And yet when I think about it in a more optimistic point of view, I see opportunities, I see challenges, and I see that I'm up to I'm up to them, and I can accomplish a lot if I put my head into it, and if I become more committed. This is, you know, probably the conflict that I'm having right now between what I want and what is actually stopping me.
So I hear you say, I was a successful woman, yet this rejection was stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
So how is surrendering for such rejections serving you?
It's actually not serving me at all. It's pulling me down.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me feel demotivated. I don't want that. I don't want to surrender. If I think of it fully, I actually want to fight this fear and this hesitation. I want to look at the light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to grab opportunities that await me when I see the light.
Mm.
I don't want to surrender to my black thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And who would you be if you were able to fight those black thoughts?
I will be successful again. Actually, I can be more successful than what I used to be, because
mm-hmm.
before I was because before I was employed, now I'm working for myself. I'm promoting my image. People are knowing me for me, not for the company I used to work for. So I'm building a name for me, and this is quite rewarding when people actually say good things about what my efforts, about what I'm doing, and I hear all this positive feedback. It's much more rewarding than when I was a manager in a certain company doing what I had to do. So actually, if I have this willingness and this commitment, I can reach places, and I can get ahead. The difference is that I will be doing all the work and all the effort for me,
mm-hmm.
for my future.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can sense the determination behind the high and solid tone of voice you're having when you're saying I can be successful, and it's more rewarding and being positive.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
So what would you like us to focus on during our session?
I would like to focus on the steps that I should do in case I face rejection or failure, what I should do in order not to surrender, not to go back to my comfort zone and just quitting, because I tend to do that. I tend to stop working, stop doing anything, and just stay for days just not doing anything important because of this rejection or the failure that I faced. I want to stop that. I want to think of the ways and the steps that I can do when I face rejection again, because I know it will happen again. Success doesn't come without failure. And I don't want failure to hinder my success. I want it to be a push for me to be more determined and more committed to reach my goals and be successful.
Mm-hmm. So by the end of this session, you would like to have steps
mm-hmm.
that you would be able to face failure.
Yes.
And look at the success behind the failure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I want to have a list of things I will mm-hmm. be able to do when I face rejection again. And it will happen. Maybe not soon, but it will happen at
mm-hmm.
some point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Apart from this list, what other indications would tell you that our session was successful in reaching your goal?
To be more committed, to be more optimistic about the future, to think about what awaits, what are the potential opportunities I will be able to grab, to have this optimistic view of life, instead of focusing just on the negative side and what went wrong during the past 2 years. I want to focus on the positive, on how to be a happier person when I think about my career, instead of just worrying about what the future will bring and where I will be, and how my future will look like. I want to have this positive perspective of my future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what would give you an indication that we had a successful exploration is having a list,
mm-hmm.
and feeling more committed,
yes,
towards the future, and having an optimistic view.
Exactly.
Anything else you would like to add on this list?
I think this is more than enough, all of these things.
Great, great. So where would you like us to start?
I would like to talk about my view of the future,
mm-hmm.
because when I think about it now, having the list of things to do, I know what I should do. I actually know the steps I should follow.
Mm.
So what's missing is me and the way I view the world, the way I view the future, and I view my career.
Mm-hmm.
This mindset that I have, this constant fear of rejection, this constant fear of failure. The list, I can do it at any point. It's not a big deal because I've done it before. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I would like to focus on me and how I'm looking at the future.
So the list at this point is out of the way because apparently you had this awareness about knowing what you need to do.
Exactly.
I would like to check in with you. How would having the optimistic view be in relation to the commitment towards the future?
Because they go side by side.
Mm.
So if I'm more optimistic, I would be more committed to work on the steps and to follow the right path to reach my goals. So they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it has to start with me, with my inner world, the way I'm seeing things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what goes in your inner world at the moment?
Mixed thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wake up, you know, very optimistic, very happy about what I'm actually working on, and I become really productive and efficient, and at the end of the day I'm happy about my results because I can deliver a lot if I put my mind into, for example, a project. I can finish a proposal within a day. And sometimes I wake up, you know, feeling demotivated with so many other things on my mind that I don't focus, I don't put my time and effort in working on the projects and in contacting clients. So I'm not, there's no consistency when it comes to my approach to work. I should have this steadiness, you know, knowing, just like people who go to work every day, they have to go and they know that from 8 to 5 they have to be fully dedicated to work. I need to have this mindset that today is just like yesterday. I shouldn't wake up with a different mood today, and my mood decides whether I should work or not. I should have this consistency when dealing with work. It's something I have to do, so I might as well do it the proper way.
Mm. So what's supporting this current feeling of demotivation?
Maybe because I'm used to having the instant reward, and with this, the nature of the job I'm actually doing now, there's no instant reward. Everything has, I have to be patient, I have to wait, I have to, sometimes I have to prepare proposals and not get any feedback on them, and you know, I feel sometimes I feel, is it worth it putting the effort into something that might not happen? So maybe these are the things that are pulling me down and not making me really committed to actually working and thinking positively. Okay, let's say I prepare 10 proposals. If I get one of them, it's better than not getting anything at all. Because I'm the type of person who wants it all, and I'm not really patient. So I should calm myself and start, you know, realizing that things are not as easy as they used to be before.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to work harder to get results now. I can't just go to the office and just, you know, get paid at the end of the month. This is not the way things are working out now. I have to be in the field. I have to work hard. I have to be proactive to earn an income at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. How would you be different if you were able to be patient and wait the future rewards instead of having instant rewards?
My entire life will change. Yes.
You said oof at the start. So what's behind that oof?
Because of my impatience, I've been losing so many things. I've been losing opportunities and potential for growth because I want instant rewards. So this impatience is actually getting in the way of my success. And I believe this is one of the most important weaknesses that I currently face and I currently have.
Mm-hmm.
is not being patient. If I become patient, I can assure you that I will definitely have this perseverance. I will definitely succeed, because with patience, with commitment, and not going back to square root, I know that I can reach places.
Mm. Mm. Well, I acknowledge the clarity that you have in relation to what you can accomplish and what you can have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have this patience.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the broader perspective in your life, where in your life do you see yourself patient?
I'm patient with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be patient with my kids. I have no other choice. Sometimes I'm patient at work. When I'm preparing something, I redo it and I work on it over and over and over, trying to make it as close to perfect as possible. So yes, I can be patient when it comes to work. Let's put the personal side for now. In my career, in my work, I can be patient if I put my mind to it.
Mm.
And I achieve better results when I'm patient.
Mm. So what would serve you to be more patient?
What would serve me to be more patient? Being positive, thinking about the bright side, thinking about, as I said, the light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that things, that I cannot have everything I want on the spot. Good things await people who are patient.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this should be my new slogan in life.
Mm. Can you repeat that slogan, please?
Good things await people who are patient.
Good things await
patient people.
Patient people.
Yeah.
So what needs to shift in you in order for you to have that new mindset of looking at the good things that can happen to patient people?
Dismissing negative thoughts, removing this pessimistic view that I sometimes have when it comes to life and when it comes to my future. I think if I push these negative thoughts and this pessimism away, I will be able to become more patient, more optimistic, and wait for results. And I most probably will be able to embrace failure just like I embrace success, because if we do not fail, we will not taste success. Failure is a big part of success, and all successful people just you know, you hear them talk about it, mm-hmm. that they failed many times in their lives, and this is what shaped their personalities, and this was a boost for them to be more motivated, more committed, and having this willingness to succeed, to beat all these obstacles and overcome them.
Well, it seems to me that you know what needs to be in place,
mm-hmm.
for you to have that patience.
Yes.
But something is holding you back. So what's holding you back from dismissing these thoughts?
It's one word, actually. It's ego.
Ego.
Yes, because...
What's behind the smile when you say
because,
ego?
Because I know I'm aware of it, and I've been hearing it a lot. My ego is stopping me. I do not accept criticism. I do not accept failure. And I do not accept any negative feedback. As I said, because I'm used to being successful all my life,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for me to accept that I can't be perfect all the time. I can't impress people all the time. I have to realize that not everybody will like me. Not everybody will like my work.
Mm-hmm.
That I have areas for improvement I should work on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reality. It's not sad. This is just reality.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance. And letting my ego aside when it comes to work, because we're not born perfect. We all have flaws, and we can work on them to change the strength, the weaknesses into strength.
If you are to talk to your ego now, what would you tell your ego in order to have more acceptance and be okay with failure?
I would tell my ego to loosen up a little bit, to just calm down, to realize that he cannot dominate me all the time. He cannot control me all the time. And that it's okay to fail, that it's okay to be criticized, that it's okay to face obstacles and to be rejected, that it's part of every person's life, I believe, to be not having everything the way they want all the time. So I would let my ego sleep for a while,
mm-hmm.
take a deep sleep or go into coma, for example. And actually start seeing failure as an opportunity to grow,
mm.
and rejection as a potential to change my, as I said, my weaknesses into strength, and working on my strength to make them even better and better.
At this point, I would like to check in with you in relation to your goal of being optimistic or
mm-hmm.
having an optimistic view.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see we are moving in our session?
I think we are on the right track. I'm now that I put the ego aside, I feel much better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that the future is quite promising. I have so many projects I'm currently working on, and I'm optimistic about some of them. And with perseverance and commitment, I can get more proposals and more offers, and I feel that I'm more determined now more than ever to push the negative thoughts away and to fight any obstacle that might come in the way.
Mm. Well, I can feel from the way you are talking that you are much lighter as you are talking about this now.
Yeah, because the ego, the burden is gone. I put it aside and I'm actually happier now because I know what I should do and I know that I can do it if I put my mind to it. To have, you know, this optimistic view.
What else are you learning about yourself?
I'm learning that I used to think that I have this negative perception of the world, and I used to be really vulnerable, and now I realize that I can be also optimistic, I can be determined, I'm stronger than I used to think I was. I can face the challenges, and I can accomplish if I put my mind into it.
So with this new learning about yourself and this new awareness that you have in hand, how would you translate that learning into action?
Now I can write down the list.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a paper? Mm-hmm.
Yes, because now I feel that I'm ready to write down what things I should do to become more successful, to reach actually my goals, because I'm more optimistic about the future now more than ever. I know what was holding me back, and I know that I can do it. So yes, if you can give me a pen and a paper, I'll start working on my list right now.
So this is the paper and this
Thank
is
you.
The pen. What other actions are you going to do to maintain the optimistic view?
I think I should just try positive attitude. And I should write ego and just, you know, put a big X on it. So that whenever my ego steps in, I directly shut it down and I maintain my positive attitude at all times.
Mm. Anything else you can do to maintain that optimistic, positive view?
Think about a bright future. Think about the potential, the opportunities that I will grab soon enough. And if not, I think I should write with capital letters the word patience.
Well, I can see you have written it already. Yes. Beautifully. So it seems that this is one of the structures that can support you
Definitely.
In maintaining that optimistic view.
Definitely. Yes. Yes. Mm.
Anything else that you would like to put on the table that would maintain that optimism?
I believe I summarized them with positive attitude, no to ego, looking at the bright future and having patience. Of course, willingness and commitment will go side by side, and they will help me to get there, to reach what I want,
mm-hmm.
and to be successful again.
Mm-hmm. What might come across the road that might stop you from maintaining that optimism?
Maybe obstacles, negative feedback, or rejection. They will, and I know they will, come in the way, but I will not let them pull me back.
Mm.
They will be a tool for me to keep moving, to keep progressing. They will push me to become stronger and more determined to reach my goals.
Mm. Well, I was going to ask you, what will you be doing in order to surpass such obstacles? But I see that you have now a prepared mindset.
Yes, I will fight them with all my with all my power.
Mm. So, part of your goal was to maintain that optimistic view.
Yes.
And to be committed.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned they go hand in hand.
Exactly.
I would like to check in with you. What's showing up for you in terms of commitment towards what you want and maintaining that optimism?
Well, I'm highly committed now. Actually, I'm looking forward to the next failure, so to see how I will not let it affect me. I'm committed to doing steps that will make me closer to reaching my my goals, to becoming more proactive, contacting clients, going in the field, preparing proposals, and I'm committed more than ever to start doing all of these steps, but to be more aggressive in doing them and to be more determined.
Wow. With your energy, starting to think I should work on a proposal now.
Would you like to help me?
That's great. Great. So, looking back at the goal that you wanted to achieve during our session, where do you feel we are at now?
I feel that we have come a long way, and I feel that the session has helped me a lot in gaining this awareness,
mm-hmm.
and knowing what I should do and what mindset I should have all the time. Yes, thank you for this.
Great.
For this awareness, for this, I believe it's a long way that we summarized in a few minutes.
Great. So, do you feel that you're in a good place, so we can lock the session?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Great. And how would you like us to lock the session today?
I would like to first. I will finish the session and start writing a full list,
mm-hmm.
a to-do list for tomorrow. I will keep you posted of my progress if you want. And
I would be glad to receive the good news.
Yeah, thank you. And I look forward to my next encounter.
Great, great. Well, thank you again, and I will stop the recording now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.